The Mishnayos Masechta Brachos. The first Mishnah, Me'ein Mosai Kurin Eshema B'Yarvis. From when can we first start to say the Kriya Shema by night? So the Mishnah says, Misho Shehakohanim Nichnosin Lecho Bisrumosin. When the Kohanim that were Tomei, so the Locher is, even though they went to the Mikveh that day, still they have to wait till Heros Shemesh. They have to wait till it comes nighttime, till the Tzeisek Echovim, until the stars come out, and then they are allowed to eat the Truma. So the Mishnah says the same time as the Zman Kriyishma at night. We can first start saying Kriyishma at night when it is Tzeisek Echovim, which is the same time that the Kahanim come in to be able to eat their Truma. And if somebody says Kriyishma before this time, he is not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Now, until how long can we say Kriyishma at night? Until the end of the first watch of the night. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. In the Gemara, it's a machlokes, if we have three mishmarim throughout the night, or do we have four mishmarim throughout the night? But his Shita is at the end of the first watch. That's when the Zman Kriyishma ends at night. And the Pshat, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is that he dashes, the Pasuk says, Bishoch b'cha uvukumecha. Bishoch b'cha means when you are going to sleep, that's when you are supposed to say Kriyishma. So he learns Bishoch b'cha means kol zaman, all the time when people are going to sleep. Therefore, usually whoever goes to sleep went to sleep by the end of the third of the first of the first third of the night. Therefore, after the first third of the night, it is too late to say Kriyishma, because it is not called anymore Bishoch b'cha. Now, v'chachomim oimrim ad chatzos. The chachomim say, no, if you did not say Kriya Shema at the beginning of the night, you can still say it until chatzos, until half of the night. Now, we'll soon explain the chachomim. But the next man, the Yoma, Rabban Gamliel oimer ad sheyale amod hashocha, until the morning star comes out. In other words, throughout the whole night, you can still say Kriya Shema and be yotzei the mitzvah Kriya Shema of u'bishoch b'cha at nighttime. In other words, according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Gamliel, the pshat from the pasuk uveshoch b'cha means kol zaman people are sleeping, and people sleep throughout the whole night until it comes omer hashachar, till it comes the morning star. At that time, it is not called anymore b'shoch b'cha. That is the time when people start to get up. So after that, you cannot say Kriya Shema, not be mekayim the mitzvah of laila. Now the question is the chachamim that they say until chatzos, until midnight. Where do they get the shita? So the Gemara really says that Chachamim Amoidot Rabbi Gamliel, that really Midiraisa, the pshat in the word Uveshoch B'cha means kol zaman people are sleeping, which should be throughout the whole night until the morning star comes up. However, we'll soon see in the Mishnah why the Chachamim say you can only say Kriya Shema up until Chatzos, and after Chatzos you cannot be Mekayim the Mitzvah according to the Chachamim. So now the Mishnah says a story. Maise Shebo Vonov Mi Beis HaMishneh. It once happened that Rabbi Gamliel's children came home late from a chasna. Omru loy, so they asked their father, they told their father, loy karina weshma, we did not say Kriyishma yet. In other words, they're asking their father, can we still say Kriyishma? Omar lohem, so their father Rabbi Gamliel answered them, im loy ola amad hashachar, if the morning star did not come up yet, chayovim atem likreis, you have a chiv, you are obligated still to say the Kriya Shema Shalayla. In other words, like we said, that the Pshat and the Pasuk Ubishoch B'cha means kol zman people are sleeping. And since it didn't come up the morning star yet, people are still sleeping, you can still be Mekayim the Mitzvah's essay of saying Kriya Shema Balayla. And further, for loy zu bilvad, and not only this case, in other words, Rabbi Gamliel is still telling his children, not only this case by Kriya Shema, Ela kol ma shomru chachomin ad chatzos. Anytime you find a halacha that the chachomin say you can only do that mitzvah until chatzos, until midnight, you should know really mitzvoson ad sheyala amod hashochar. Really, it is considered laila until the morning star comes up. Really, the mitzvah can be done until yala amod hashochar. But why do chachomin say until chatzos? That we'll soon see. Now, what are cases? Hekter chalovim v'evorim. Dinyim, when you bring a korban and you have to burn the fats of the korban or the evorim, which is usually called the emurim that you put on the mizbeach. Halacha is mitzvosan ad sheyala amad hashachar. You're allowed to burn it throughout the whole night until it comes up the morning star in the morning, then it becomes noiser. But up until then, throughout the whole night, you can be mekayim the mitzvah of burning the chalovim v'evorim. V'chol ha-necholim l'yoyim echod, any kodshim that you're allowed to eat the meat only one day, is mitzvosan ad sheyala amad hashachar. Again, the mitzvah is by kodshim, you say, is the day and then the night. The night goes after the day. So you're allowed to eat the meat that day and that night. When it comes yala amad hashachar, when it comes the next day, the morning star rises, then it's aser to eat the meat anymore. This is always the din midiraisa. In other words, midiraisa, laila was always considered until yala amad hashachar. Im kein, so the Mishnah now explains, if so, loma omru chachamim ad chatzos, why did the Chacham say here by Kriyashma that you should only say Kriyashma up until chatzos, only up until midnight? And hu adinu b'achilas kodeshim, you're only supposed to eat the meat of the kodeshim up until chatzos. Why didn't they say you could do it the whole night? Is kedei laharchik esodam min haveira. In other words, to keep a person away from doing an aveira. In other words, the Chacham were afraid that if a person has the whole night to say Kriyashma, he may keep on pushing it off and he'll think he has plenty of time, and before you know it, he'll fall asleep and he'll come Omer HaShachar and it'll be too late. Therefore, the Chacham say, never leave it over past Chatzos. Make sure to say Kriyashma before midnight, so it will never come that you'll miss the Zaman. Now, it is a Machlokes Rishonim, according to Chachamim, let's say somebody by mistake didn't say Kriyashma up until midnight. Now it's after midnight. Should he still say Kriyashma or not? Some Rishonim say, according to Chachamim, no, the Zaman passed already, and now you cannot be Mekayim the Mitzvah anymore. And some Rishonim say, yes, the Chacham only say at the beginning, L'chatchilom, you should make sure to say it before Chatzos. But if it passed already Chatzos, you can still say it, you could still be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Now, Lalocha, the way we hold is that, of course, the Zaman Kriyashma starts by Tzeisek Chovim, when the stars come out. That's the Ikar Zaman. Of course, there are some shitas that hold that you could say Kriyashma even from before, from a plag ha-mincha, according to Rav Yehudi Shita. However, Rav Yishrenim say that you should first say Kriyashma after Chatzos, after Tzeisek Chovim. And if you said Kriyashma, you davened Marav earlier, before Tzeisek Chovim, you davened Marav after plag ha-mincha, you should always make sure to try and say Kriyashma over again after Tzeisek Chovim. But this man, when Kriyashma starts, is Tzeisek Chovim. Now, Metchila, you should daven Marav as soon as possible. Like Gemara says, as soon as you come home at night, before you sit down to eat and have supper, before you go to sleep, you should daven Marav, say Kriyashma first. That's Metchila. If you have a Zaman Kivur, went to daven later with a minion, you have a right to wait till later to daven with a minion. But Metchila, you should always try and say Kriyashma before Chatzos. However, if you passed Chatzos, past midnight, and you still did not daven Marav, then we hold halacha, you can still daven Marav up until Omad HaShachar, until the morning star comes up. The second Mishnah, Me'emosai Kurin Eshema B'Shachris. It's in the morning to be Mekayim the Mitzvah's essay of saying Kriyashma in the morning. When is the first time we can say Kriyashma in the morning? So, Mishayakir Ben Tcheles Lelovin. When it's light enough outside that you can tell the difference between blue and white. In other words, if you have some wool in front of you, part of it is dyed white and part of it is dyed blue, if you can tell the difference, if it's light enough, that's already the Zaman when we can start saying Kriyashma in the morning. Rabbi Eliezer Reimer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ben Tcheles Lekarsi. It has to be a little bit more lighter outside in order to be able to tell the difference between blue wool and a little green wool. That's a little bit harder to tell between blue and white. It's harder to tell green and blue because they look closer. So according to Rabbi Lez, it's a little bit later over Shir until it's a little bit more lighter outside. Now this man of Misha Yaker, this is in between Oilas HaShachar and HaNeitzachama, in between when the morning star comes out and when the sun rises. So even though really daytime starts by Omer HaShachar, when the morning star comes out, but still Metchila, we are not supposed to say Kriyashma before this man of Misha Yaker, before this time that you could tell the difference is light enough. Hu Adin, the mitzvah of tzitzis, and the mitzvah of tefillin also, first start at this time. When it's light enough, Mishayaki, you can tell the difference between this blue wool and green wool, which is in between the Zman of Neitz HaChama and Oiles HaShachar. So the Mishnah says, V'goimro, you can continue saying Krishma until how long in the morning? Ad HaNeitz HaChama, up until sunrise. Because according to Rebbe Lezer, the Zman of Krishma ends by HaNeitz HaChama. As soon as it comes sunrise, after that you can't say Krishma anymore. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Ad Shalashois. We have the first 3 hours of the day, you can still say Krishma. Why? Shekein derech b'nei melochim la'amoid b'sholashois. Because that's the derech of kings, that kings first get up after 3 hours of the day. In other words, the Torah says, uvekumecho. When we get up in the morning, that's the time to say Krishma. So even though most people get up right away in the morning, but since there are the kings that get up a little bit later, it is still considered uvekumecho the first 3 hours of the morning. So the Mishnah HaKorim Mikan V'Elech, but if somebody reads Krishma after the first 3 hours of the day, Loi Hifsid, he does not lose out. What does that mean, he does not lose out? In other words, he could still say the Birchas of Krishma before and afterwards. Ka'odam HaKorim B'Torah, because it's still considered he's doing a mitzvah of saying Krishma as if he's learning Torah. But to be Mekayim the mitzvah really of Krishma itself at its right time, you do not have any more. Since it's already past the first 3 hours of the day, it's not the Zman to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Krishma. However, it's not worse than just reading the Torah, called them like a person akara b'Torah, and he gets chah for learning Torah. And therefore the Loch is you can also say the brochas, birchas Krishma before and afterwards, because the Zman for birchas Krishma is totally in the Zman tefillah, as we'll see later on. Now, lahalocha, we hold, like Rabbi Yeshua, that you can say Krishma up until the end of the third hour of the day. However, there is an inyan to say Krishma kivasikun, which is exactly right before Haneitz HaChama, right before sunrise, in order to say Shmonesrei at the beginning of sunrise, which is Neitz HaChama. But that is only like a mitzvah min amuchor, but the mitzvah we could be mekayim during the first 3 hours of the day. Now, exactly when the day starts to start counting the first 3 hours of the day is the famous machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon and the Groh. The Groh holds that the day first starts at Neitz HaChama. Means first at sunrise, you have 3 hours to say Krishma, which 3 hours means you take from sunrise to sunset, divide that time by 12, that's how much the hour is, and 3 of those hours is the time for Krishma. According to the Magen Avraham, the Zman starts at Oilas HaShachar, at the morning star coming out. You count the day from the beginning of Oilas HaShachar up until Seisei Kehovim. Now divide that by 12, and that's how you get the hour, and you have 3 hours from then. That's why usually we have two different Zmanim when the end of Krishma is, that according to the Magen Avraham it's a little bit earlier, and according to the Gro you have like another half an hour. And there's no real hachron psak, therefore you could be saying on the Groh to say Krishma up until the second Zman, till the end of the second third hour of the day. The second Zman, which starts from Haneitz HaChama, from sunrise, you'll have 3 hours from then on to say it. But everybody should be makpid to say Krishma by the end of the third hour. Yeah, the third Mishnah. Beishamai Oimrim. Beishamai says, for erev, he's by the time, by saying Krishma at night, kol adam yita v'yikra. You should always like, yita means bend over, in other words, leaning, lying down. That's the way you should say Krishma. Uva'boiker, and when you say Krishma in the morning, yamdu, you should be standing up when you say it. Why? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, uveshoch pecho uvekumecho. So Beishamai Dashens, uveshoch pecho means, you should be lying down. That is the way you should say Krishma at night. Uvekumecho means you should be getting up. In other words, the way you are up, standing up, that's the way you should say Krishma in the morning. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, but Beis Hillel says, Kol Adam Korei Kedarkoi. Every person could say it in any manner he wants. Whether he's sitting, whether he's standing, whether he's leaning down, whether day or by night, there's no difference. You could say Krishma any manner that you're in. Shenemar, how does he know that? Because the pasuk says, Uvelechtecho vaderech, while you're walking on the derech, on the road. Mashma, you do not have to be sitting up or lying down, but rather even velechtecho, even when you're going on the road, you can also say it. In other words, you can say it any way you want. Im kein, if so, lomo nemar uveshochbecho vukumecho. So Beis Hillel has the question, why does the pasuk say uveshochbecho, you should be lying down, or vukumecho, you should be getting up, which is mashma like Beis Shammai, you should say it either lying down or else standing up. So Beis Hillel answers that the pasuk means Beishah shebnei adam sheichvim. Uveshochbecho just means you should say Kriya Shema at night, when, at the time when people go to sleep. Uveshah shebnei adam oimdim. Now at the time when people get up, which means in the morning. Therefore, that's how two different zmanim went to say Kriya Shema. Uveshochbecho, when people are going to sleep at night, it doesn't mean you have to say it lying down. You could say it any manner you want. Just you should say it at night, at the time when people are going to sleep. Or like we learned before, according to Ram Gamliel, it means kol zaman, people are sleeping, that you could say it throughout the whole night. Uvukumecha means at the time when people are getting up, which means the first 3 hours of the day. Omar Rabbi Tarfin, Rabbi Tarfin said, Ani hoyisi vo baderech. I was once walking in the derech on the road, vehitisi likroes kedirvei beishamai. He said, it was becoming night, and he wanted to say Kriya Shema of the night time. So vitisi, he was makpid to lie down, to say it leaning over, like Beis Shammai Shita, that's the way he said Kriya Shema by night. So the Mishnah says, v'sikanti v'yatzmi, and he put himself into danger, mifnei halistim, because of rabbis. In other words, since he like stopped his going, and he waited to lie down to say Kriya Shema, because of that, listim came to him, a rabbis came, and they put him into a matzav of danger. Omru loy, so the chomim said back to Rabbi Tarfin, Kedai ho yiso lochoy biatzmchom. You should know you really deserve what happened to you. You deserve to have this danger put onto you. Why? She'ovarto al divrei Beis Hillel. Because you did not listen, you were over, you went against what Beis Hillel says. Beis Hillel says a person does not have to say Kriya Shema at night lying down. Therefore, if you're in a matzav of sakonam, you should have not stopped. You should have said Kriya Shema any way you want. So because you stopped and wanted to do like Beis Shammai, and since the halacha is like Beis Hillel, you deserve really that this danger should come upon you. Because you shouldn't have done like Beis Shammai, but rather like Beis Hillel. Mishneh Dalet. Bishachar mevorach shtayim lifoneho v'yachas liyachareho. It's in the morning, when we say Kriya Shema in the morning, we have two brachas to say before Kriya Shema, and one we say afterwards. Like we do before Kriya Shema, we say the bracha Yoitzer Or, and then we say Abba Rabba, and afterwards we say Emes V'yatzif. Uvo Erev, when we say Kriya Shema by night time, Shtayim Lefoneho, we say two before Kriya Shema, Ushtayim Liachreho, we have Goal Yisrael, and then we say Hashkivenu, we have the second one afterwards. Achas Arucha v'yachas Kitzora. One is considered a long bracha, and one is considered a short bracha. Now there are a lot of different perushim, different shotim in this Mishnah, what it means long and short. The Rav learns often not that Ashtayim lofoneh koi. This is going on the two brachas that we say before Kriya Shema. That Yoitzer Or, the first bracha, is considered an arucha, long bracha. Why? Because it starts off with baruch, and it ends with a baruch. That makes it into called a bracha arucha. V'yachas Kitzora, one is called the short bracha. That's the bracha Abba Rabba, that does not start with the bracha, but rather it just ends off with the bracha. That's why it is called a Kitzora, short one. Now the Mishnah says, Mokaim she'omru l'haruch, at a place where the Chavim say you're supposed to be maruch. In other words, when you're supposed to start off with a baruch and end off with baruch, eino rishoy lekatzer. You are not allowed to change it around and make it into a short bracha by just saying a baruch at the end and not saying a baruch at the beginning. Lekatzer, let's say the nusach is supposed to be only a baruch at the end, like Abba Rabba, and you are not supposed to start off with a baruch, is the halacha eino rishoy l'haruch. You are not allowed to change around the nusach of the bracha and make it into a long bracha, but rather you have to leave it the way it is, not to start off with a baruch. What about lachtoim? In a place where you're supposed to end off with Hashem's name, and the rishoy shelo lachtoim, you are not allowed to, like, not end off with Baruch Ato Hashem. V'shelo lachtoim, in a place where you're not supposed to end off with Baruch Ato Hashem, is eino rishoy lachtoim. You are not allowed to end off with the Baruch Ato Hashem. In other words, let's say by Birchas HaPeres, we make a Bori Priates. We just start off with the Baruch Ato Hashem, but we do not end off with the Baruch Ato Hashem. When we have a Baruch Achroina, let's say Ala Michia, there we start off with the Baruch Ato Hashem, and we end off with the Baruch Ato Hashem. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. Lachtoim, when you're supposed to end off with the Baruch Ato Hashem, you're not allowed to make it into it without it. And when you are not supposed to end off by Birchas HaPeres, you are not allowed to. So you have to leave the Nusach HaBrocho the way they are and not change them around. Your Mishnah Hei. Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelis. There is a mitzvah to mention the inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim, going out of Mitzrayim, even Balelos by night. In other words, when we say Kriya Shema at night, we are supposed to say the third parsha of Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemer, even though that parsha talks about tzitzis, that tzitzis we do not have a chiyuv to wear tzitzis at night time, still, since at the end of the parsha we mentioned the inyan of Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, we mentioned the inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim, therefore we're supposed to say this third parsha by night time, because there is a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim Palelis. And we have to know, when we say Kriya Shema and we say this last pasuk of Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, whether we say it in the morning or when we say it at night, we're supposed to have in mind also that we want to be mekayim this mitzvah of being maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelis, or Bayoim. Now, Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Hare ani kiven shivim shona, I am like 70 years old. In other words, I looked like an older person, even though he wasn't really that old. He was only 18 years old, but that night he looked like a zokin, like the Gemara says, his beard turned white. So he said, Hare ani kiven shivim shona, v'lo zochisi shetiyoma yitzias Mitzrayim balelis. I was not zoicha, so the Mefarshim say it means lo nitzchati, because I did not win over the chachamim. I was not able to prove my point, to prove that there is a mitzvah to say Yitzias Mitzrayim even by nighttime. That means v'loy zochise shetayomi Yitzias Mitzrayim balelis. I was never able to prove my point that there is a mitzvah to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim by nighttime. Ad shedorsha ben zoyma, until ben zoyma finally came along and darshan the psukim. That the Pasuk says, Shenema, the Pasuk says, L'ma'an tizkor es yoyim tzeitzcho me'eretz Mitzrayim koil yimei chayecho. You're supposed to mention, remind yourself about the going out of Mitzrayim all the days of your lifetime. So Ben Zoyma darshins, yimei chayecho, what does it mean, the days of your lifetime, hayomim? That means by day. At daytime, like we said, you're supposed to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. What does the Pasuk say, kol yimei chayecho? All the days of your lifetime is halelos. To include even by nighttime, there is also a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Chachamim say, though, they dash in the pasuk a little bit different, that Yimei Chayecho, what does that mean? On this world right now, before Mashiach comes, there's a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kol Yimei Chayecho, what are they dashing from the word koil? Lohovi liyemois haMashiach. That even though Mashiach will come, and there'll be so many great nisim to talk about then, and true, there'll be a mitzvah then to remember those nisim also, but we will still have our first mitzvah to remember the inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim also. That's what he does with the word kol yemei chayecha. That even yemeis haMashiach, there'll still be this mitzvah to remember the Yitzias Mitzrayim. So even though the Chachamim darshan the pasuk a little bit differently than Ben Zoyma, so why did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say, like, now he has a proof to his pshat? So you have to say is that it's more mashma the posik like Ben Zoyma darshins, even though the Chum darshins differently, but it's still more mashma like Ben Zoyma. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, now finally he was able to prove his point, that kol yemei chayecha means even at night there is also this mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yeah, Perek Beis. HaKoyre BaTorah. If somebody is reading the Torah, and it's talking about he's up to the Parshas of Kriyat Shema, because while he's learning the Sefer, from the Sefer Torah, he's up to and saying now the Parshas of Kriyat Shema. So the Mishnah says, V'Yigiyah Zman HaMikra. And it so happened that right now is in the morning, and it's a time to say Kriyat Shema, to be in the kind of the midst of the Yiraisa of saying Kriyat Shema. So the Mishnah says, Imchivin Liboy Yotza. If he has in mind, in his lave, in his heart, that now he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah, his yotze, he could be mekayim the mitzvah this way. So now the Gemara explains that it's a machlokes if we hold mitzvah tzriches kavona im lav. That means before you do a mitzvah, do you have to have kavona, have to think about that you want to go and do a mitzvah. That's the way you mekayim the mitzvah. So according to that man, the Yoma, the Mishnah is very good. Imchivin liboy means now you are saying the pashyas of Kriyat Shema. And now it's the time to say Kriyat Shema. So the question is, could you be mekayim your mitzvah by doing this? So we say, imchivin liboy, if you have in mind, if you're thinking about it now, that you want to do the mitzvah, is yotza, you could do the mitzvah. But the Gemara asks, according to the other man, the Yoma, that holds, mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavona, even if you don't think about doing the mitzvah. Just the mere fact that you do the mitzvah, you are mekayim the mitzvah. So why does the Mishnah say, imchivin liboy mashmi, you have to think about it and have in mind that you want to be mekayim the mitzvah? So the Gemara explains, we're talking about what Yikorabat Torah means, somebody is like learning this from the Torah, not really to pronounce the words the way it's written, but rather just want to see if the Sefer Torah was written right. So he's not pronouncing the words the way it should, he's just pronouncing it in order to see that every single ois was written there. Therefore, Imchivin Liba means if he has in mind now to read it the normal manner, then he would be mekayim the mitzvah, even if he doesn't think about having kavanah to be mekayim the mitzvah itself. However, l'maisel halacha, we hold that by a mitzvah the yiraisa, we hold this likuva, that mitzvah tzriches kavanah. You should have in mind before you do the mitzvah the yiraisa that you want to go do now a mitzvah and be mekayim the rotzen, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do. However, on the mitzvah the rabbanon, we hold that if you do not have this kavanah, you are still mekayim, you are still yotza the mitzvah. But avada metchila, according to everybody, you should think about before you're doing the mitzvah that you are going to do a mitzvah, and with this mitzvah you want to be mekayim what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do. Mishnah says weiter, v'yim lav lo yotza. But if you do not have this in mind, you do not think about before you are reading the Kriyat Shema to mekayim the mitzvah, you are not mekayim the mitzvah. Or else if you do not read it in the right manner, you are not mekayim the mitzvah. Then the Mishnah says b'prokin. The Prokim means in between one parashia of Kriyat Shema and another parashia. Well, the next Mishnah will explain what is called the Prokim, what is called in between, like one brocha and another brocha. So we'll leave that for the next Mishnah. But in between the Prokim, the Lochr is Shoyel Mipnei HaKovid. You are allowed to go and give Shalom Aleichem to somebody if he's an Adam Mechubit, an honored person, that you should give him Kovid. Like the Moshe, if it's your father or your Rebbe, or anybody greater than you, than Chochmah, that is an Indian, you should go ahead and give him Shalom Aleichem. So even though you're in the middle of saying Krishma or the middle of the Brochis, but as long as you're Bein HaProkim in between one Broch and another Brocha, like we'll soon see the next Mishnah, is Shoyel. You're allowed to ask him or give him Shalom Aleichem. Let's ask him, how is Shalom Aleichem means, how are you? Bifnei HaKovid. Umeshiv. And you're allowed to answer him back. If he comes to you and gives you Shalom Aleichem, you're allowed to answer him back, this Adam that is mechubed, an honored person. Uviemtza, what about if you're in the middle of the brachis of Kriyat Shema, or else you're in the middle of saying the parasha of Kriyat Shema? Then, shoyel mefnei hayira. You're only allowed to give shalom aleichem to somebody that you're afraid. So it's a question, what does it mean you're afraid of him? Some of first ones mean you're afraid maybe he'll come to kill you, like a king or somebody very strong, that if you don't give him shalom, maybe he'll kill you. And they ask the question, them pshita, like you don't have to kill yourself, pikuach nefesh is doichem. So some say the pshat is that it's not 100% that he would come to kill you. Just if you have any doubt in your mind that maybe he's not going to like you because of this, and sometimes he could give you some very, very bad trouble, that's also called b'vnei hayira, that you're allowed to give him shalom. And other mefarshim learn that yira also means your father or your rebbe, that there's a chiyuv to have yira for them. So in front of them, you're allowed to give them Shalom Aleichem, even if you're in the middle of saying Kriyat Shema. Umeshiv, and you're allowed to answer back to them. If they give you Shalom Aleichem, you're allowed to answer them back. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Rabbi Yehuda says though, Be'emtza, in the middle, if you're in the middle of saying Kriya Shema, then Shoyel Mepnei Hayira. You're allowed to give Shalom Aleichem to somebody that either you're mechuyev to give him Yira, that means your father or your Rebbe, or else the other pshat was you're afraid of somebody that may give you very bad harm, he may kill you, that you're allowed to give him Shalom Aleichem even in the middle of saying Kriya Shema. Umeshiv Mepnei HaKovet. And this is Rabbi Yehuda's Chiddush, that in the middle of saying Kriya Shema, if somebody comes and gives you Shalom Aleichem, even if it's not somebody that you have a chiyuv to have Yira be afraid of him, but rather just he's a respectful person, that there's an inyan to give him kovet. So you're allowed to answer him back, mifnei hakovet. Since he gave you Shalom Aleichem first, you're allowed to answer him back even though you're in the middle of saying Kriya Shema. What about the prokim? Let's say in between one brocha and another brocha, or in between the parshiyas of Kriya Shema, then the halacha is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that shoyel mifnei hakovet. You're allowed to go give Shalom Aleichem to somebody that's an odin mechubid, a respectful person. Umeshiv shalom l'chol odin. But you're allowed to return shalom to anybody, no matter who he is. If he gave you Shalom Aleichem, you're allowed to answer him back, Aleichem shalom, even though you're bein haprokim. You're in between one bracha and another bracha, like Mitzvah will soon see the next Mishnah, what is considered bein haprokim. Now, l'alocha, we hold like Yab Yehuda, again, so that if you're in the middle of the saying Kriya Shema, you're allowed to give Shalom to somebody, Mifnei Hayiro, and you're allowed to answer back to somebody that's Mechubit, if he gave you Shalom Aleichem first. And if you're Bein HaProkim, in between the parashis, then you're allowed to go give Shalom to somebody that's Mechubit, that's a respectful person, and you're allowed to answer back to anybody that gives you Shalom Aleichem. However, Lamaisa, these halachas are not so negaya. Because Lamaisa now, like everybody knows and understands, that if you're in the middle of davening, and you're in the middle of shul, frat yad yitals and filnan, people know not to come to give you Shalom Aleichem, and they don't expect you to give them back Shalom Aleichem. Therefore, Lamaisa was man azir, since people understand this, there's no chiv really to give Shalom Aleichem in the middle of saying Krishma in the middle of davening. Rather, wait till after davening, he understands it, you understand it, and that's much more mechubadik this way. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Elu hein bein haprokim. These are the places that are considered in between one parasha or one brocha and another. That bein brocha rishon lishnia. As we end off saying brocha to Hashem yoitzer hamoiros, you finish the first brocha before Krishma, right before you start avas olam or avar rabba, the second brocha, that's called bein haperik. There, if somebody mechubid gives you Shalom Aleichem, you're allowed to, if somebody mechubit is in front of you, you're allowed to give him Shalom Aleichem. And whoever gives you Shalom, you're allowed to answer him back. This is Lalocha according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Bein Brocha, the first one is Bein Brocha Rishon Lishnia. Now Bein Shnia Lishma, when Yendo Brocha to Hashem HaBoiche B'yamo Yisroel B'yavo, after that Brocha, and right before you start saying Shema Yisroel, you're also allowed to answer then. Ubein Shema Levohoyim Shemoya. When you finish, Uchsavtom al Mezuzas Beisecho Vishurechom. As before you start the second parasha of Kriya Shema, Vohoyim Shemoya, that is also considered a Bein HaPerek. Bein Vohoyim Shemoya Levayomer. As when you finished, Kimeha Shomayim al Horetz. You finish the second parasha of Kriya Shema before you start by Yomer Hashem HaMoshe Leimer, the third parasha, that is also considered a Bein HaPerek. Bein Vayomer Liyemes V'yatzi. The Tanakhama holds at the end of Kriya Shema also, when you end off Ani Hashem Olakechem, that is also considered a stop. And before you start Emes V'yatzi, you're allowed to be masik, you can answer or give somebody shalom, which is a person of mechubid, or else you can answer back to anybody. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, no. Bein vayomer le'emes v'yatziv lo yafsik. You should not be masik in between the end of Ani Hashem Olakechem before you say the word emes. Emes goes together with the parasha before. Now, the word emes and yatziv, that like goes together. Now, some of Hashem learn, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Then Vayomer Emes V'Yasig Lo Yasig means for nothing at all. Even for an Adam that you're afraid of, still you should not be Mafsig between the words of Ani Hashem like Elokeichem and Emes V'Yatsiv. But after you say Emes V'Yatsiv, then it is considered like you're B'Emtza HaPerek, you're in the middle, and then you have the Alochis, that Mifnei Adam HaYiro, you have Yiro from, you're allowed to give him Shalom Aleichem, or you're allowed to answer back to somebody that is Mechubid, you're allowed to answer him back. The Yehudi V'Ikri is saying that just between Ani Hashem Elokeichem and Emes V'Yatsiv, you should not stop at all for anything. So the Mishnah writer, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, Lomo Kodmo Shema, Levoho Yim Shemoya, how come Shema comes first? And then comes the second Parsha, how come the first Parsha of Yehafta comes before the second Parsha? Elo Kedei Sheyikabal Olav Ol Malchus Shema in Tchila, first you should accept upon yourself the yoke of doing the Avodas Hashem, be Mekabal the Ol, the yoke of Malchus Shemayim, and then we say the second parasha Voyim Shemoya, which is talking about the different mitzvahs that we do. And Vahoyo im Shemoya Levayomer. And then Vahoyo im Shemoya Levayomer. How come the second parasha comes before the third parasha? Shevahoyim Shemoya Noyeg Biyoim of Alaylo. There are mitzvahs that are negated to day and night. Like we talk about v'limadetem oisom es b'nechem, the mitzvahs Talmud Torah, which is negeir v'gisa b'yom v'olayli, you're supposed to learn at night and by day. L'vayom marshenke in the mitzvahs of the third parasha, einem noyeg elo b'yom. We only have those mitzvahs by daytime, which is talking about the mitzvah of tzitzis, which is not negeir b'layla. V'chsir v'ri'isa m'oisoy, and at night time you can't see them, there's no chiyuv to wear tzitzis at night. So it just means that since this one mitzvah of tzitzis, which is not noyeg balaylo, that's why this parasha comes last. Now that we say tzitzis is not noyeg balaylo, which means a ksus laylo, a beged, which is set aside just for nighttime. But really it's a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim learn it depends upon the beged. If the cloth, if this garment is meant to be used for daytime, even if you use it at night, there is also a chiyuv to have tzitzis on it. And some learn, no, any garment you wear at night time, you are potter from tzitzis. The chiyuv is only by yom. And we go luchum according to boshitis, but I call upon it, that's why people usually do not take off the tzitzis right away at the beginning of the night. They rather wear it till they go to sleep. Because since this is a beged, which is set aside mainly to wear by daytime, according to some shittas, even at night time, there's also a mitzvah to wear the tzitzis. Mashenke in the bracha, we do not make at night, because we are chershit for the other shittas that holds, nighttime the chlal is potter from tzitzis. Therefore, even though it's a beged, it's a cloth that you usually wear by daytime, still at night, we would not make a bracha on it.
Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Ha-koyre es Shema. If somebody is reading the Kriya Shema, he does not say it loud enough that he cannot hear it to his own ears. He still is Mekayim. Since he is saying it, that's called a good Kriya. Rabbi Yossi Oimer lo yotza. Rabbi Yossi holds no. If you can't hear what you are saying, that is not considered a good Kriya to Mekayim this mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And the pshat from Rabbi Yossi is, because the Pasuk says Shema, so he dashes from the word Shema here, means Hishmiel Yoznucho. You have to be able to hear it to your own ears. If it's not loud enough that your own ear cannot hear it, you're not Yoytze. And the Tanakhama holds no, that for the word Shema here, we dashen, you could say it, Bechol Loshen. Any type of a language you say it, you are Mekayim the Mitzvah. And the Loch is like the Tanakhama, that even though you don't hear what you're saying, as long as it comes out of your mouth, you are Mekayim the Mitzvah. Even though Mitzchila, like the better way to say it is that you should say it loud enough that you can hear what you are saying. Fighter, Koro, for Loidigdek B'Yosiyosehel. If somebody reads the Kriya Shema, but he is not Medagdek, he does not say it very carefully to pronounce every single ois, every single letter in the Shema, it is Rabbi Yosi Oimer Yotza. Rabbi Yossi says, still he is Yotze. He is Mekayim the Mitzvah. And since he reads it, even though he's not pedantic, still he's mekayim the mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda Waimel lo yotzer. Yehuda holds, no, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. If you don't speak out every single ois clear and nicely, when the Moshe was brought down, if you have two words, one next to another, that one ends off and one starts off, like the Moshe, levovecho, and al bin al levovecho. So al ends off with a lamed, and levovecho starts with a lamed. So if you don't say it like in between, you don't stop in between, it sounds the same lamed both ways. Or else esev and besodecho, or else viyavadetem mehero. If you don't stop in between, the mem and the mem sound alike. So that's called, you did not medaktik bekriyo seho, that it's a machlekis. And Rabbi Yossi says you are yoitza, and Rabbi Yehuda says you're not yoitza. In Malacha, we hold you are yoitza, you are mekayim the mitzvah. However, avada metchilo, you're supposed to say it nice and slowly and make these breaks in between each word to make them sound the right way. Then the Mishnah ends off, ha-kerul le-mafreya. If somebody says the parsha is the wrong seder, the wrong manner, the wrong one after another, is lo yotza. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. You have to say Kriya Shema the way we have it. First Shema, v'yahavta, then v'hoyim Shemaya, then v'yomer. If you say one posik before the other posik, you are not mekayim the mitzvah. Korah v'tor, let's say somebody was saying Kriya Shema v'tor and he made a mistake in the middle, is the halacha yachzer lamotim shetor. He goes back to the place where he made a mistake. Like if he skipped the posik, so he has to go back to that place where he skipped it. He does not have to start over again. Even though he continued on, he could just go back to the place where he stopped, where he made a mistake, and continue on from there. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Ho'obdin kerin b'reish ilan. His people that workmen, they're allowed to say Krishma even though they're on top of a tree, or b'reish ha'nidbuch, or else they're on top of a brick wall. Still they could say Krishma on top there, even though it's pretty hard to have kavanah there. But since the main kavod was only Mishas, you were saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lokenu, Hashem Echon, we say just for that one posik, you could have kavono up there also. Ma'ashenon Rishoyin Lassus Kein Batfila. Ma'ashen Kein to David Shmon Esrei, there you have to have more kavono throughout the whole Shmon Esrei. You can't have kavono up there on top of the tree or on top of the wall. Therefore, there even the workmen have to stop working and come down in order to David. Yeah, Mishnah Hay. Choson potom mikriyashma palayla horishin. A choson, somebody got married, he's potter from saying Krishma the first night of his chasna. Ad moitzoy Shabbos. Sometimes he's even potter until moitzoy Shabbos. Im loyosom aisa. If he did not have bia with his wife, if he did not live with his wife yet, then we say he's potter from saying Krishma. Now, the reason why a choson is part of saying Krishma is because he's torrid with a mitzvah. He's thinking about how the bia would go the first night. He's afraid about the psulim. But since he has a tirud of the mitzvah on his head, he's worried about something. The Rachmon has parted him, but the Pasuk says, "Ubelechtecho baderech." So when you're going in the road. So we say that means, "Beleches didoch." When you're going on your own road, doing something for yourself, then you should say Krishma. For the mitzvah p'tiris, but when you're doing something about a mitzvah, then you are potter from saying Krishna. So even though here the chiddush is you're not really doing an action, but still we say since you have something of Torah, something's on your mind, so we say the way you're thinking, what you're thinking about now, about tonight, how you're going to have the bia, you can't really have kavanah to say Krishna. So the question is, do we tell the chassan he has to push away these tirdas, this what is bothering him on his mind, and have kavanah? That we say, no, you don't have to push away those tirdas. You're allowed to continue thinking about it. And you are potter right now from saying Krishma. Now, until when? Until Moitzoy Shabbos, which is four nights. Because usually the chasna was on Tuesday night. So therefore, the first four nights, if you do not do the bia, you are still have a ptur of saying Krishma. And the pshat is that after four nights already, then it doesn't bother you. It's not on your mind so much. You don't have such a big tirda. Therefore, you're mechuyev to have kavanah to think when you're saying Krishma. Then the Mishnah says, Maisa b'Rabban Gamliel. There was a Maisa, a story once happened with Rabban Gamliel. Shekora b'layla harishayim. Shenosa.
The first night when he had his chasna, when he got married, the night of his chasna, he still said Kriya Shema. His omer loy tamida, so his tamidim, the students asked him, Lelomaratonu Rabbeinu, didn't you yourself teach us she'echosen potem mikriya shema, that a chosen the night of his wedding, he's potem from saying Kriya Shema, Belailo Horishrein, the first night. So omalehem, he answered back, Eini shemei alechem, I will not listen to you. Levato mimenu, to levato for myself, malcho shemai mafilu shuachas. Over. So he said, Eini shemei alechem, I will not listen to you. Levato mimenu, to levato for myself, to take away from myself, Malka Shemaim Afilu Shurachas. Even one night I will not stop. And the Gemara explains, really, that the reason is that he holds a regular chosna, a regular person, since he has these things on his mind, he just can't have kavana. However, he was so great that these things did not bother him, did not stop him from having the right kavana, the right thoughts, b'shas Kriya Shema. So since he was able to have the right thoughts, therefore he himself did the mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema even the night of his chasna. However, l'maisel halacha, today, everybody says Kriya Shema even the night of his chasna. And one reason is because we say even the whole year, we do not have that much kavana, that much in our mind when we are saying Kriya Shema. That there won't be that much of a difference whether we have something bothering us or not, that much kavana we can still have today. Therefore, we are still supposed to say Kriya Shema even the night of our chasna. Yemishnevov. Rochatz laylo harishoin. Shemeso Ishton. It's the first night after Rabbi Gamliel's wife was Nifter, he took a shower, he washed himself. His Omru Loi Talmidov, so his Talmidim asked him, the Maratona Rabbeinu, didn't you yourself teach us, She'ovel Oser Lirchois? A novel means somebody that was mace, one of his seven Kroivim that were mace. The din is, you're a novel then for 7 days, and for 7 days you're not allowed to take a shower, you're not allowed to wash yourself, Oser Lirchois. A novel is also to take a rechitza, to wash himself. Om Alehem, so Rabbi Gamliel answered them back, Eini kishar b'nei yodim. I am not like other people, rather istanis oni. I am very delicate. And since I'm very delicate, the reason why I'm taking a shower is not stam for tainug, for pleasure, but rather if I do not take a shower, I have a lot of tsar, I feel a lot of pain. And the locher is that an novel is not allowed to take a shower to wash himself, that's only if he's doing it for the purpose of enjoyment. But if you're doing it for the purpose of taking away tzar, taking away pain, then it is mutter. Your Mishnah Zayin, Ukishimeis Tovi Avdoi, and when his Eved, when his slave, Tovi, died, again, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's slave, Tovi, died, Kibul Olav Tanchumim. He accepted Tanchumim. In other words, like usually, after you bury somebody, then when you walk back from the Beis HaKfaris, you make a rose, and people walk, and you walk in between the people, and they give you tanchumim, they say things appeasing you. So he did this when his own slave, Tevi, died, he also was makabel this tanchumim. His omru loy tamidu, so his tamidim asked him, le'lamaratonu rabbeinu, didn't you yourself teach us, she'ein mekablin tanchumim al huavodim, that if your slave dies, you are not supposed to accept this appeasement, this tanchumim. And one of the reasons is because if you do it, people will think he was a regular person, and they'll think he's a miyuchasnik person, and they'll come to marry his children. So therefore, you're supposed to act different on your eved, or else you're supposed to act as just like your shura that died, like your ox that died. You're not supposed to accept this special type of tanchumin. Is omalehem, so Rabbi Gamliel answered them back, Ein tevi avdi kishar kol avodim. My slave Tevi was not like all other slaves, but rather kosher hoyer. He was a good person. Some say it means he was a Talmud Chacham. He learned, and he didn't steal. He didn't do anything wrong. Therefore, if you have such an Eved that's a kosher, then you are allowed to accept Tanchumim for him. Here, Mishneches, Choson, that means the night of your wedding, is Imrotso Likros Kriya Shema Laila Harisha in Korea. If you want to, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema even the first night of your wedding. That's what the Tanakhama holds. If a person thinks that he could have Kavona, he's allowed to say Kriya Shema. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Loi kol haroitze litol es Hashem. Not anybody that wants to say Hashem's name, Yito could like take it. In other words, he holds that a person has to have kavona. You have to know what you're saying and have the right right things in your mind. And the chosin, the night of his chasna, since he's thinking about the bia, what he has to do that night time, he can't have in mind the mitzvah's krishma. Therefore, he holds he is potter from same krishma. And if a person wants to do it and is not at that madrega, can't do it, he's called a bagayvenik. And therefore, he says he is bedavka potter, he should not say krishma. However, like we spoke out before, the priest can say that bizman is there today, a chosin should say krishma. Because today, the whole year round, we do not have that much kavana. Therefore, even the first night of his wedding, he could also have that much kavana that he has the whole year. As bizman chazal, people used to have a lot of kavana. So the pshat is, the mitzvah of kavana is the most kavana you could have, that's what you have to have a shashi doing the mitzvah. So if you're a person that could have a lot of kavana, and tonight, let's say the night of your chasn, you can't have that much kavana, so then you're potter. However, today, that everybody only has a certain amount of kavana, and that much kavana you could have even the night of your chasn, therefore, bizman is there, the arm of to say krishma, the daven marav, even the night of the chasn.
Perek Gimel. Misha meisoi muto lofonov. If somebody has a mace that's in front of him, in other words, it means one of the Zion Kroivim, that he has to be a novel, and it's a chiyav, it's a mutl upon him, he is the one that has to take care of the burial, to bury the mace. Therefore we say, potter mi krishma. This oval now is potter from saying krishma, because he's torrent, he's busy in doing a mitzvah. Now mace mutl means kol zman that did not make the kfura, kol zman that mace was not buried, you are potter from saying krishma. O min ha'tfilo, o min ha'tfilin. You're potter from davening, and you're potter from wearing tefillin. What about noisei hamita, the people that are carrying the coffin, v'chilufeihem, the people that exchange over? That was the way they used to do it, that some people used to carry it now, and then they would change over, let other people carry it, v'chilufeihem, and the second change over. The loch is like this, eshelufnei hamita, the people that are in front of the coffin, v'yeshelacher hamita, or else the people that are on the back of the coffin. The din is like this. Whether you're in front, means they're going to come to you. Whether you're in back, pashut means you did it already, but they may need you again a second time to carry the coffin. So if they need you to carry the coffin, then we say peturin. Your potter then, it's called, you're being oisik in the mitzvah, your potter from Sam Krishma, from tefillah and from tefillin. V'yeshein lamita tzarech ben. But let's say they do not need you to carry the coffin, or you did it already, and they won't need you again, but you're only there just for the mitzvah levoya to walk after the mace, then we say chayovin. You are chayiv to say krishma. You're not considered a torah in a mitzvah, since you don't have to carry the coffin anymore. Therefore, you have to say krishma if this is the time to say krishma. But elu va'elu p'turim min ha'tfilah. But both these people are potter from saying, from davening shmon esrei. It's even though they do not need you to carry the coffin, but since you are there to do a mitzvah, you are there to malava the mace, so we say, since davening tefillah is only midrabanan, you're potter from davening right now. We are saying krishma, which is the raisa, there we say you are mechuyiv. Or else the other difference is that krishma, you only have to have kavana mi'ikar adin, the first pasuk, ma'ashenkein for tefillah, you have to have more kavana, you can't have kavana now, kol zaman you buy the levaya. Therefore, you are potter from davening, from tefillah, Shimon Esrei.
Yeah. Mishneh Beis. Kovru es ha-meis v'chozru. They already buried the mace, and now they are returning from the kever. Is im yecholam lahaschol v'ligmor. If the people around there can start to say krishma and finish it, ad shelo yagiyu l'ashura, until it comes the time to make rows. In other words, they used to make two rows, and the oval would walk in between the two rows, and the people would be menachemim, would say, amokim menachem eschem. So if you have enough time, right after you finish burying the mace, and before you make these lines, that you could say krishma, you have a chiv then, because then you're not oisik in the mitzvah. Is the aschilu, you should start and finish saying krishma. V'yim lov, let's say you're not going to have enough time, in other words, right away, right after the kvura, they're right away going to start to make these rows, and this row is also part of the mitzvah of to Menachem the Ovel, is lo yaschilu. Then we say you should not start to say krishma. Ho'im dim ba'ashura p'nimim. the people that are standing in the inside row, in other words, that's going to see the Ovel, and that's going to talk to him and say, Hamokim inachem eschem, is Peturin. Their part is still from saying Krishma, because that's considered they're being Isaac in the mitzvah to be Menachem the Ovel. But the people that are on the outer line, that Bechlal cannot see or talk to the Ovel, that's not considered you being Isaac in the mitzvah, and therefore you're chayev to say Krishma. Yeah. Mishneh Gimel. Noshim, women, v'yavodim and slaves uktanim, a young child, is pturim mikriya shema, the apota from the mitzvah, the araisa to say kriyashma every day, u'minat tefillin, the apota for putting on tefillin, but v'chayovim betfilim, but there's a chiv even for an isha to daven every day, uva mezuzah, if an isha owns her own house, she has her own room, or she rents a room, she has a chiv to put a mezuzah on the door, over birkas hamozen, and after you get finished eating, you have to bench. Now, the reason why the women are part of the same krishma, because this is considered a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. There's a zman when you could say krishma. And the same thing applies for tefillin, because at night time, we are part of wearing tefillin. And the same reason applies to our nevid. Now, ketanim, even though this young child is a gil chinuch, and usually there's a chiyuv to mechanachim to let him do all the mitzvahs, but Mefarshim say kriyashma is different because the son is not always next to the father at that time. Therefore, there's not a chiyuv to be mechanachim in this mitzvah on the mitzvah of kriyashma. Same thing, tefillin needs a guf noki. You have to keep a clean body, not let any wind out, and therefore, Katan does not know how to do this. He's also potter from tefillin. Mashenkein ba tefillah, they're all mechuyiv because tefillah is a svaram. You have to ask Rachmanus, you have to ask things from Hashem. They're all mechuyiv to daven. And the mezuzah also, because the pasuk says, the skar is to get an arichas yom, a long life. And an isha also wants a long life. Well, the birchas hamazon also, they're mechuyiv to bench. That's not called the mitzvah seish hazman grama. So therefore, pshita, they have a chiyiv to bench after they get finished eating. There's only a shal in the Gemara, an isha mechuyiv madiraisa madirabonin, because they can't say, they can't say Aloritz because they don't have Yerusha, or they can't talk about Torah, they have no chiyuv to learn Torah. Therefore, that's hard to say, maybe they're only mechuyiv midirabonin to bench. Yeah, Mishneh Dalet. Valkeri, that means somebody that has a sort of zera came out of his body, is Maharer Beliboy Vienim Vorach. If it comes the time to say Krishma, he's not allowed to say out Krishma. But rather, Mahara Baliba, he has to think about it in his heart, V'yeinim Avorach, and he does not make the bracha of Birchas Kriyashma, Loyle for Neho, not before Kriyashma, V'loyle Yachariho, and not after Kriyashma. V'yav HaMozun, but if he has the bench, if he ate his Suda, now he wants a bench, is Mavorach LeYachariv. He's allowed to make the Birchas HaMozun afterwards, because that's Midiraisa. V'yeinim Avorach LeFonov, but he's not allowed to say a bracha before is before he starts eating, because that's only midrabbonin. And there's this takonos of Ezra, that a Baal Keri is not allowed to say divrei Torah, or even not allowed to say the brochus. Rabbi Yehuda says, mevorach lifnei mul achrayim. He's allowed to make a brocha both before and afterwards. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Baal Keri is allowed to say brochus. He can make the brochus krishma before and afterwards. However, according to the Tanakhama, our Baal Keri is not allowed to say anything. He's only allowed to be Mahara believer. He's only to think about it in his mind. What? Only Kriyashma itself, but not the brachas before and afterwards. And then when he comes to bench, even benching is only Mutta by the Mahara believer if he thinks about it in his heart. But he's not allowed to speak out any words. Mitakonas Ezra. Mashenkim Bismanazeh, there are Ezra, the Gemara says it was Butler ready to Konas Ezra. And Bezman is there, even a Baal Keri is allowed to daven, is allowed to learn, is allowed to say all the brachas. Yeah, Mishneh Hei. Ho yo'im eid batfila. Is this person that's a Baal Keri was started already to say Shemone Esrei. He was standing davening. V'nizka shu Baal Keri. And now he reminded himself that he was a Baal Keri. As at the beginning he started to say Shemone Esrei, he did not realize, he forgot that he was a Baal Keri. He forgot that Zera came out of his body last night. And now he remembered, and he didn't go to the mikveh yet, is the halacha lo yafsik, he does not have to stop saying Shemone Esrei, ela yekatzer. The Eitzer is he should say every bracha very shortly. It's every bracha he should say shortly, like bracha to Hashem, then chenin hados. As he just said, after chen lo dem das, the bracha to Hashem chenin hados. As make every bracha short. In Yor Eliyakatzer. Now Yorad Litvot. Let's say the Baal Keri went down to go to the mikvah. The way you're supposed to, according to the Takonis Ezra, his man, there was such a Takona. So the Mishnah says, Im yochol la'alois, ulehis chasois, v'likrois, ad sheloi tonei tzachamom. If this person now that was Tomei went down to the mikvah, if he could go to the mikvah and come up and get dressed in order to say Krishma before it comes neitzachama, before it comes the sunrise, yava, let him come up from the mikvah, v'yischas, to let him get dressed, v'yikra, and then let him say Krishma. Because the Yikas man Krishma, like we learned, is like the Vesikin, is to say it right before neitzachama, right before sunrise, in order to be able to start saying Shemon Esrei by sunrise. V'yim lov, let's say there's not going to be enough time, like he's in the mikvah right now, and if he's going to get up to get dressed, by the time he gets finished getting dressed, it'll be after already the neitzachama, it'll be after sunrise. So then the Mishnah says, Yischase b'mayim v'yikra, let him cover himself in the water itself, and let him say Krishma right there in the mikvah. So that's what says, Yischase, cover himself, it means he should put himself into the mikvah up until his neck, that his whole body should be covered up with the water, and then he could say, Krishma. And this is providing that the water is not clear water that you can see through. You have to stir it up a little bit to make sure you can't see a body through it. Then you could say Krishma. But you cannot cover yourself with dirty water. Or else, not with water that you soak your flax in it. And since it smells very bad, so you're not allowed to say a brocha in such a case. Until you have to add other water into it. Good water into it. And the Gemara explains that really this part of the Mishnah is going, let's say there's Meiraglayim there. So you can't say Krishma in front of the Meiraglayim unless you first add other water into it. The Kama Yarchuk Mehenu Min Atzoya, how far do you have to go away from Meiraglayim if you do not add water into it? Or Min Hatzoya, or from the Tzoya that comes out of the body? Arbamis. You have to go away from it Arbamis, then you are allowed to say Krishma. But Toich Arbamis of Tzoya, you are not allowed to say Krishma. The Mishnah Vov, Zov Shiro Keri, a person that was a Zov, that means he saw it two times already. So therefore this man is Tomei for 7 days, and now in the middle of the 7 days that he's Tomei, he saw Keri, some Zera came out of him. Or else for Nida, Anisha, that's a Nida, means she already saw her dam, she apolta shichva Zera. In other words, the aloha of Anisha is, that when she has tashmis with the husband, and the zera goes into her, when the zera comes out for the next 3 days, it's metamha, gives her a tumas keri also. So let's say she had tashmis Monday night, and then Tuesday in the morning she became a nida. And now Wednesday, the shichva zera came out of her. So since the shichva zera came out of her within 3 days, she has a tumas keri now because of the shichva zera. Hu adin v'yamisha meshes, in other words, an Isha that has tashmish with a husband, and when the husband puts the zera into her, that really gives her a din like tumas keri. And now afterwards, the next day, she became a nida. So the question is, does she have to go to the mikveh now before she wants to learn Torah or say the brachas? If the halacha tzrich in tefillah, the Tanakhama holds yes, that before you learn Torah or before you daven, there's the Takonis Ezra that still applies, that Mishum Tumas Keri, you have to go to the mikveh. And the Chiddush is, even though these people, when they go to the mikveh, they do not become Torah Lagamri, because the person is still a Zof, he still has to wait 7 days to Zaynikiyim, or else an Isha has Nidur on her, she's Tomei for 7 days, or else, she became a Nidur. Still the Tanakam holds, as Takonis Ezra, she or he has to go to the mikveh, Mikvah before they could daven or learn Torah. For Rabbi Yehuda, point of Yehuda says no. Has Rabbi Yehuda hold that since the other tumas came first, and because of those tumas, she cannot or he cannot become Torah. Therefore, you do not have to be Tevil even after Konas Ezra before you want to learn or before you want to daven. However, the halacha lemaisa that the Kohanes Ezra was bottled, and Mizvan is there, we are allowed to learn or daven even before we go to the mikvah, even if we saw a zera.
Yeah, Perek Dalet. Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos. Shachris, when we daven Shemon Esrei in the morning, we could say it up until Chatzos Hayom. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Arba Shois. No, you're only allowed to daven the first 4 hours of the day. Now, when the Zman starts, what's called the beginning, Amikir Adin, you're allowed to start davening from Oilas HaShachar. That's from like stars, the morning star. However, Lekhetchila, the union is to wait until at least Neitzachama, to start davening from Neitzachama. But you're allowed to continue on the first 4 hours of the day. Now, exactly when do we start counting from Oilas HaShachar or from Haneitzachama? That is the Machlekes, the Magen Avraham, and the Gro, whether we start counting the 4 hours from sun or sunrise, or do we start from the morning star? Tfilas ha-mincha ad erev. Mincha, the zman mincha, you could daven up until erev, which is also a machlokes. Some say erev evening here means until shkia sacham, until sunset. And some say it means mamish up until tzesek achovim. Rabbi Yehuda says ad plag ha-mincha. Mincha, you can only daven till half of the time. Plag ha-mincha means half of the time of mincha. Now let's say we take mincha ketana. Mincha ketana usually starts from 3:30, and it continues on until evening. So from 3:30, let's say until 6, is like 2.5 hours. So take half of that time. Half of 2.5 is 1.25 hours. So he holds plag ha-mincha means 1.25 hours before nighttime. That's when the zman mincha ends. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's when the Zman Mariv begins. So again, do we count this Plag HaMincha from Shkia? That means from sunset. Do we say like you have an hour and a quarter before sunset? That's when you can, that's the last time to daven Mincha. And that's when Mariv starts according to Rabbi Yehuda. Or else the other shritas are, we start from Tzesek Chovim. And say an hour and a quarter before Tzesek Chovim, that's when the Zman Mincha ends according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that's when Zman Mariv starts after this hour and a quarter before Tzetzik Echovim. That's what's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Tfilas Erev Ein Lo Keva. The Zman to daven Mariv has no time limit. You can daven it the whole night time. It's even though the Zman first starts by Tzetzik Echovim, but it continues on throughout the whole night. Other learns Ein Lo Kva means there's no Chiv. Really, Midrabon, there's not a Kva, a Chiv to daven Mariv. But however, the minig is, b'afal pikein is norgu kol yisro b'chol mekoymes v'shosayim l'espal arvis v'kiblu alayim tefilas chayva. That's the Lashon Rambam, that now the minig is to daven Mariv, and Klai Yisrael was makabled upon themselves, accepted it upon themselves, b'teras achayv to daven Mariv. V'shel musafin, what about when it comes on Shabbos or Yom to daven tefilas musaf? Kol hayim, you could daven musaf throughout the whole day. Rabbi Yehuda Shitter is, Ad Sheva Shois. No, only throughout the first 7 hours a day. In other words, 1 hour after Chatzos Hayom, that's the time to daven Musaf. After the 7th hour of the day, you can't daven Musaf anymore, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakona hoye mispalel. Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakona used to daven, used to pray. Bichnisoso leveis ha-midrash. When he used to come into the Beis ha-midrash, he used to say a special tefillah, and when he used to leave, a tefillah ketzara. He would say a small tefillah, a small prayer. Omru lois, the chachamim asked him, ma mokom letefillah zo, like zu, how come you are davening? What's the purpose of this tefillah? Omar lahem, so Rabbi Nechunya ben Akoni answered back, v'chnisosi ani mispalo. When I come into the Beis HaMedrash to learn, to sit down to learn, I make this tefillah. That I should not make a mistake in learning, and I should not teach the mistake to somebody else. And when I leave the Beis HaMedrash, I like thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I was zeicha to be able to sit and learn a Torah. And really, this is brought down la halacha, that before you start learning, there's an inyan to say Yirotzon. And when we get finished learning at night, we also say Moed Manach Loch. We say also a tefillah at the end of davening by night, at the end of learning. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel.
Rabban Gamliel Omer, B'chol Yoim Mispalel Odom Shmoin Esrei. It's every day you have to daven Shmoin Esrei. When it comes to daven Tfilah, Heshachris Mincha Mariv, what the Nusach that we say by Shas Tfilah is all 18 brachas. Shmoin Esrei, the way we do it. Rabbi Yeshua Reime Me'ein Shmoin Esrei. No, you don't have to say all 18 brachas, but you say Me'ein, part of Me'ein from the Shmoin Esrei. And this is the Machlekes. Some learn he means to say that all the middle brachas, you just say fast the beginning and the end. Like you would say, Ata chonin lodom das, rochatu Hashem chonin hados. Hashem lovin lo seosecho, rochatu Hashem haroitze b'seshuva. That's called Me'ein, a little bit from each bracha. Other Mepharshim learn that Rabbi Yeshua means to say the nusach of Havineinu. In other words, you just have to say the first three brachas of Shmoin Esrei, and then all the middle brachas you include in one bracha. Rochatu Hashem shemeh tefillah, and it's called Havineinu. Rabbi Akiva says, Im shigura sfilos b'fiv. If the davening comes out of your mouth very clearly, very easily, is yispalo shmoin esrei, then you should daven all 18 brachas. V'yimlov, if not, me'ein shmoin esrei. Then he also holds like Rabbi Yeshua, that if you can't daven so nicely, if it doesn't come out of your mouth so good, then you could daven me'ein shmoin esrei, like part of the shmoin esrei. However, l'maisel alocha, we always daven the whole shmoin esrei v'yahu tefilas. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ho'oiseh Svilosoi Keva. If somebody makes his davening, a keva means like a choyk, like he has to do it. He comes to daven because he feels he has to daven, not because he really wants to, but he feels it's a choyva, it's something he has to do, and he just wants to get finished to do it fast. His aim Svilosoi Tachanunim. His tefillah's davening is not considered like he's really asking something from Hashem. In other words, it's not called a tefillah ruya, it's not called lishmo. Because when you daven to Hashem, you have to feel you're doing it because you want to ask Hashem from something. Like you're doing it for the sake of Hashem, for your sake. Not because you are like forced to do it. Rabbi Yeshua says, HaMahalech B'mokoyim Sakona. If somebody goes on a road, and it's a Sakona there. It's a danger there. There are listim there. There are robbers there. So you can't daven too long there. Is Mispalo Tefillah Ketzara. You have the right then to daven a short tefillah. Oyma, you say, Hoysha Hashem Mesamcho Esheris Yisrael, Hashem should save Klal Yisrael, Bechol Perosha Si'ibur, Yiyo Tzorcheihem Lefonecho, it's any type of a matzav they go through. Rashi learns it means, Afilu Bishosha Pershom Liavera, even at the times when Klal Yisrael are doing Averas, doing things wrong, still Yiyo Tzorcheihem Lefonecho, still their needs should be in front of you, Vitimale Mishaloisahim. And you should fill the needs that Klal Yisrael needs. So that's what we're saying again, that Hoysha Hashem Esamcho Esheros Yisrael B'chol Peroshas Ibur, any type of a situation Klal Yisrael is in, Yotzorcheihem Lefonecho, what they need should be in front of you, Baruch Ato Hashem Shermei HaTfilah, that Hashem should listen. Now, this tefillah you're allowed to say even when you're walking on the derech, but this tefillah is not really in the place, you're not really mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah. Therefore, it's brought down when you do come home and reach the yishuv, you're supposed to daven over again a Shmoin Esrei. Yeah, Mishnah Hey. Hoya Roichev al HaChamor. If somebody was riding on his donkey and it came time to daven Shmoin Esrei, is Yerid. Metchili is supposed to get off your donkey and a daven because you can't have so much kavana on top of the Chamor. V'yineinu Yochol Erid, let's say you can't go down, like you don't have anybody to hold the Chamor, you can't go down, you can't get off it. Is your ladder davin on top of the chamor, but yachzer es ponuf, you should turn your face. The Gemara says that means you should turn your face towards Yerushalayim, towards the Beis Hamikdash, and that's the mokum where you should daven to. V'yineinu yochol hachzer es ponuf, let's say you can't turn your head around, because you have to put your mind like on the derech where you're going, you have to see where you're going, you can't afford to turn your head around to the side, is yechavin es liboy keneged the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. At least in your heart, in your mind, you should be mechaven, you should feel as if you're davening towards or you're in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're in front of the Beis HaMikdash, davening towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Here, Mishnah Vov, Ho Yoyoshev Besvina. If somebody was sitting on a ship, Oy Bekoron or else on a wagon, Oy Beasto or else on a raft, it's in the water, you have a raft, Yechaven es Liboy Kenegan Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay, so if you don't, you should at least have in mind that you want to daven towards the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. See here, Poshana means that you should sit towards that way. Like if you're sitting on the boat, it's faced towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, towards Yerushalayim, towards the Beis HaMikdash, and you should daven towards that part. And like if you don't know which way it is, then in your mind, I'll call upon you, you should have kavona that you want to daven towards the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mishneh Zayin, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ein Tfilas HaMusofim Elo Bechever Ir. Is when do we daven Musaf on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh? Only when it's a Chavir Ir. That means only when you have a rabbi, when you have a minyan davening together. As Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that a yochid, a private person, cannot daven Musaf by himself. Musaf was only said to daven together in a tzibur. The Chachamim Maimrim, the Chachamim say no, Bechover Ir, Vishalai Bechover Ir. Whether you have a minyan in the city or whether you don't have a minyan in the city. Even privately, also, you're allowed to daven Musaf, and that's the way we hold. Rabbi Yehuda Raimeh Mishmoy, Rabbi Yehuda says over in his name, he's in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that Kol Mokram Shiyesh Chever Ir HaYochid Potter Metfilas HaMusafim. That whenever you do have a minyan in the city, davening Musaf, then like the Shliach Tzibur, his tefillah helps for everybody in the city. Then the yochid, the private person at home, should not daven Musaf. However, if you do not have a Shliach Tzibur, you do not have a minyan davening in the city, then everybody in the city has to daven Musaf by themselves. But the halacha is like the Chachomim, that the tefillas Musaf is a chayv upon everybody, whether there is a minyan, whether there is not a minyan, everybody has a chayv to daven Musaf. Here up to Perek Hay, Mishnah Aleph. Ein oimdin lehispalel elo mitoch koivid roish. When you stand up to start davening Shmon Esrei, it should only be mitoch koivid roish, like a hard koivid roish, your head. That means hachno umeru shemayim. Supposed to be machniya, put yourself down and have yira shemayim, like have a little fear from Hashem. And the pasuk says, ivdu as Hashem bi yira. With fear, we should go daven to Hashem. Chasidim horishonim. The chassidim, the first chassidim, is hoyushoyim shoachas umespaulim. Before they went to daven Shmon Esrei, they used to first wait 1 hour. In other words, they used to prepare themselves, prepare their minds for davening 1 hour before davening. Kidei sheyechavnu eslibam lamokim. Kidei, they should have enough kavanah, they should have enough intentions in their mind to pray to Hashem. Afilu hamelech shoyer b'shloimoy. Even if a king comes and asks you, Shalom Aleichem, asks you how you're doing, Lo Yishivenu. If you're in the middle of davening Shmon Esrei, you should not answer him. V'yafilu nochosh koruch al akaivay. And even if there's a snake wrapped around, twirled around your heel, still Lo Yafsik. You should not stop davening Shmon Esrei, because when you're in the middle of davening Shmon Esrei, it's like you're talking to Hashem, it's not nice to stop for anything. Now the Gemara explains that we're talking about now in a case where it's not a sakonas nefoshes, where you know this snake is not a poisonous snake, or you know this king, even if you don't give him back shalom, he won't go to kill you. However, in the place where it's a shaila question of a chash, of the kuach nefesh, if it's a chash that maybe the king will kill you, or maybe the snake could kill you, then you are allowed to stop even in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Here, Mishneh Beis. Maskirin gevurois geshomim b'tzchias hamesim. It's in the second brach of Shmon Esrei, which is called Ato Gibul Yerlam Hashem, and we end off with Mechayim, Brachot Hashem, Mechayim Mesim. In the middle of this bracha, we mention Mashiv Horuach Amorot HaGoshim. It's in the middle of the winter, we mention Gevuros Geshomim, the greatness of the rain, in this bracha, the second bracha of Tchias HaMesim. V'shoyalim, and we ask, we say Loshim Bakosha, we ask for the rain, V'shoyalim HaGeshomim, V'birchas HaShonim. In the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, we say V'sein Talo Motel of Rocha. That's called in the Berachas Hashonim, that we ask called the Bakosha. We're asking for rain. We have Dolo B'chenen Hados. Han Mitzoy Shabbos, so Mitzoy Yom Tov, when we have to say Havdolo, we say it in Shmon Esrei, in the Brach of Atochenen Lodom Das. We say Havdolo, like we do. Rabbi Akiva Roimer, Oimra Brocha Revias Bifnei Yatzmo. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's a special Brocha by itself. You don't just include it in Atochonin like we do, we say Atochonin, Antor Lamadon Torasecho, but according to Rabbi Kiva, you have to end off with a special bracha by itself. In other words, after we say the first three brachas of Shmon Esrei, then according to Rabbi Kiva, we make a new bracha. And we end off bracha to Hashem, Hamavdo Ben Kodesh.